David, are you a fan of Star Wars?
My whole life, Steve.
Okay, whole life fan of Star Wars. Well, you have an opportunity once again to hear this iconic theme. Yeah, David, Star Wars Episode 9 blasts into theaters this weekend. It is sure to bring fans more special effects-filled space battles and lightsaber duels.
Yes, but here's something you might not know. Nearly 40 years ago, public radio listeners heard a very different version of the Star Wars saga.
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, there came a time of revolution when rebels united to challenge a tyrannical empire.
This is from the 1981 radio drama of Star Wars, produced by NPR.
Right. George Lucas generously gave NPR the radio rights for $1, and the network partnered with the University of Southern California Theater Program to produce this. Some of the original actors even joined in to voice their parts. Here is Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker and Anthony Daniels as C-3PO.
Have we reached the planet Alderaan?
There is no Alderaan, 3PO.
Oh, I beg your pardon, sir, but I feel it's my duty to point out that you are an error. Why,
it's gone. Somebody's blown it to bits now. Will you shut up and come on?
Not everybody could come back. Darth Vader, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Han Solo, and Princess Leia had to be voiced by different actors, as well as a certain green alien.
Help you I can, stranger. Yes?
I don't think so, little guy. I'm looking for a great warrior.
Ah, great warrior.
Was that Cookie Monster?
Well, it's definitely not puppeteer Frank Oz who voiced Yoda in the movies. It's actually the actor John Lithgow.
Well, the producers had to tackle how to tell this story that's known for its visual effects and do it on the radio. So they hired a writer to add more lines of dialogue, like the conclusion of the fight between Darth Vader and Obi-Wan Kenobi.
What's this? His robe is empty.
NPR went on to do radio versions of all the movies in the original trilogy.
And I know that some of you true Star Wars crazy fans are probably wondering, did this production stay true to the original in one important way? And yes, it did.
Over my dead body. Yeah, I'll bet. Rest in peace, Greedo.
Han definitely shot first.